Tomorrow is Record Store Day, and to talk about it right now, Megan Washington, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lady Ambassador hello. Of Record Store Day.
Hello.
Do you get like a corsage of flowers or anything to be ambassador? Do you get a suit?
I don't know yet. I hope so. I wouldn't mind a, perhaps there should be a little, like, you know, a coronation. Maybe someone should make a crown out of broken up CDs.
Yes, yes. Or USB leads or something. Yeah, something to sort of signify we're going back to bought music.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, you are going to be leading the procession around Australia tomorrow for Record Store Day. But let's just talk about, like, I haven't seen you for a very long time. What have you been doing? I know you've been doing some stuff with Mr. Keith Urban on the television.
I have. What have I been doing? Since I was here last, I went to the States, but I was there for about 8 months. I toured a lot. I wrote a lot. I recorded a song for Boardwalk Empire, which was awesome, awesome.
Steve Buscemi and you. That's the life dream. Done.
It's in one episode in season two. Two characters, I think it's Jimmy and someone else, are having an argument, and on the radio is me singing Mahi's Making Eyes at Me.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it your song or is it?
No. It's a really old Eddie Cantor song.
Ah.
Mahi's Making Eyes at Me. That song.
Yeah.
It's all that, you know, do-wacka stuff. So that was really fun. And then I came back and, you know, I had a show at the Opera House here in January, and that was terrifying and amazing. And then I've just been writing, and yeah, I did it by a series of random events. I know Keith Urban, and he asked me at the end of last year to be his mentor for a couple of episodes on The Voice, which actually as an experience was hugely surprising. I was a bit of a skeptic about it, actually. And initially I said, are you serious? but I did some research into the show, and I felt like this is a show that, I guess, philosophically, I really believe in. It really is just a celebration of amazing singers. And if we accept as a society that, like, reality TV shows are now a legitimate platform for people to get a break, I guess the onus and the social responsibility is really on the network producers and the show producers to make sure that we're actually, like, creating and promoting shows that are based around something fundamentally good and
revolving chairs.
And of course, that's revolving chairs.
Do you get to sit on the chairs? Do you get to go near the chairs?
I sat in the chair when we weren't taping, but I sit on a little sort of throne behind Keith. And, you know, it was really funny, actually, like, someone, you know, there's Delta Goodrum and Ricky Lee, who are both very statuesque Amazonian beauties. And someone said, who is that little boy with Keith?
So Megan Washington is the little boy with Keith Urban on The Voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, I can't wait until I may not necessarily watch it, but I can't wait until I see the millions of people that do and tweet about it, talk about you on the show.
Well, I hope. I had a really fantastic experience there, and I actually, you know, I really endorse the show. I think it's a really positive step in the right direction. Like, they don't show the people that didn't make it. I think that's good. I don't want to.
So they're not embarrassing anyone.
No, it's actually just a really positive thing. There's no, look at this person, look how crap they were. That's I think that's really sucky and, like, nasty. And
I didn't know that about the show. So there we go. Well, you said you're sitting on a throne there. You also have a crown for tomorrow's Record Store Day.
Bring me my scepter.
Megan Washington in the studio, and tomorrow you have a very important job.
I do. I don't know what I actually have to do physically, logistically do, but I am sort of spruiking and endorsing Record Store Day. And I guess Record Store Day is just a day of don't forget about them. They exist and are very important. And, you know, it's a really good opportunity for you guys to go down to your local and meet the people that own it and
just
see
flick,
what's going.
Flick through actual songs,
flick
actual
through
albums.
Indie.
Flick through indie. Do exactly as the veteran philosopher has said. Because, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, people find music online very easily. And it's wonderful being able to find a song when you hear it and stuff. But, like, just going, like, through a bunch of records or CDs or whatever and going and, like, recognizing it by the cover or something.
Yeah. Because you don't really get the full, I guess, length and breadth of the record until you see the art and you read the lyrics and you know, it's a It's a sensory experience.
But it is, isn't that fun? Like, that's the one of the, like, I mean, because people are forced and musicians are forced to make stuff to get people to buy it now rather than download it, the people put a lot more effort into their album cover.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with Insomnia, which isn't even a proper record, really, but we pressed it on clear vinyl, and it has a whole bunch of really beautiful lift-out big tile poster things of, not of me, thank God, but just me in a hat, me eating a sundae,
me
playing golf.
No. Me as a little boy hanging out with Keith Urban.
No, it's, you know, you really do, as an artist, you want people to care enough about the physical product to want it, and so you try really, I mean, I try really hard.
That's exactly right. And people do, like, sneaky little things. I'm going to play this song by M83. The song is called Mirror, and as far as I know, it's on the CD. So if you bought the CD of M83's Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, then it's there. There's some code, and you put it in the computer. Like, it's like those old days when you used to put your CD in your computer before internet was so big, and it would take you to this special secret CD-ROM website.
That's right. I remember that. Wouldn't it be great if you made a record and every song was only available, like, when Jupiter is in the third quarter of Capricorn, then you can have this particular song, and when there's a solar eclipse, you can have that particular song. That'd be awesome.
I can't see why that shouldn't happen.
Nobody steal that, please. I'm going to do it. Thanks so much.
Megan Washington's in the studio, the ambassador of Record Store Day, and you're going to be at Hum in King Street, Newtown tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you DJing or anything?
No, I wanted to perform, but I think that it's difficult because it's a Saturday and it's packed and it's weird. You know, it's just logistically.
Unfortunate if people couldn't buy records because you had your piano in
exactly.
your band.
That would be very counterintuitive, I think. So I'm going to be around and maybe I'll wear an apron or something salesy. What do salespeople wear? Aprons?
Yes, aprons. It's been a while since you've been in retail. Have you ever worked in retail?
Yeah, I worked in retail and I worked in a hospo for ages.
Nice.
I'm a pretty mean barista. Yeah. Or at least I was when I made coffee. Probably really shit now.
There's great things happening all around Australia. At Red Eye in Sydney, Deep Sea Arcade are going to be there playing some songs unplugged and doing some signing. Jeff Martin from the Tea Party is going to be at 78 Records in Perth, just
awesome.
Being all you know, mystical or whatever he does these days. Ben Salter's going to be in Perth as well. Ben Salter from the Gin Club. You can check these all out on Rocking Horse Day on their Facebook page. There's a really cool thing.
Did you say Rocking Horse Day? What is Rocking Horse Day? And now for something entirely different. Rocking Horse Day. Go down to your nearest toy shop and buy a rocking horse.
Right, I was going to talk about Rocking Horse in Brisbane. They got Jungle Giants playing with them. But I want Rocking Horse Day.
So do I.
Because you know what? Too many kids these days go straight to the Xbox and they don't get to ride on the rocking horse. So we're going to bring it back. Bring back to Rocking Horse Day. Go to your local Toys R Us or World for Kids. Ride an effing rocking horse.
You know what? Ride a rocking horse into Record Store Day and just complete the Holy Trinity.
This is going to be so good. When are we going to hear new music from Washington?
Oh, look, I've been in a writing room for the past couple of days, and the writing room is underneath my publisher's building. Mm. So I see all the publishing people around every day and they're like, hey, you're here, you're writing. And asking someone who's writing if they're writing is like asking the two dogs that you're trying to breed if they're having sex. Like, the more you ask them, the lower the chance that that's actually going to happen is, because it's just awkward. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it. It's just really weird process. And I haven't written for ages because I've been in Brisbane for a couple of weeks in my parents' house. And their piano is in the living room. And I generally start to write about 6 p.m., which is when they're making dinner.
Mm.
You know, so I'm trying to get all songwritery. Yeah. And Mum's like, are you going to have fish and stuff? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Can I just, like, change the world here for a second in this, like, amazing, like, earth-shattering chorus? No, okay, I'll just, fine. Just go and have a glass of wine and lie down.
If the first single is you saying, yes, Mum, I'll have the fish. Which hasn't been released as a lead single off any records, to my knowledge, of lyrics. So, you know, that plus the whole idea of songs that are only unlocked in certain celestial beings being in the right part of the cosmos on Rocking Horse Day.
That's it. This has all happened. This is where we are.
This is where we're at
This is where we are.
Oh, it's lovely to see you, Megan.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to see you too.
It's the Doctor. I'm Triple J.